The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, calls on all community police forums to abide by the Community Policing Forum's annual general meeting directives and guidelines, otherwise known as the directives, throughout the process of electoral AGMs. These directives were issued to allow for all community-based organizations, including neighborhood watch structures, NGOs, and the religious fraternity, to participate in CPFs at the station level. The Uniform Constitution for Community Police Forums and Boards in the Western Cape, otherwise known as the Uniform Constitution, was drafted in 2010. However, it is now outdated as it no longer is aligned with the current legislation, particularly the Civilian Secretariat for Police Act and the Western Cape Community Safety Act. Minister Fritz has expressed concern that the outdated Uniform Constitution is being used by a few within the Provincial Community Policing Board to sideline community-based organizations. Paragraphs 11.5 and 11.6 of the Uniform Constitution state that 11.5, community safety and victim support structures associations will only have one vote each and must, after registration, designate one member to vote on their behalf. 11.6, for the purpose of voting, community-based organizations, institutions, bodies, except for political parties, will as far as possible be clustered according to their aims and objectives in terms of their sectors, and the cluster must, after clustering, appoint a representative to vote on behalf of the cluster. Minister Fritz said, "The Uniform Constitution is clearly not aligned with the spirit of the Western Cape Community Safety Act, or the Act. The Act aims to make CPFs inclusive of all community-based organizations. However, the clustering of organizations is cumbersome as it aims to pull together organizations that represent different audiences, interests, and concerns. Historically, these provisions have resulted in a lack of representation of neighborhood watches and community structures on CPFs, in turn causing much tension." Minister Fritz added, "The directives were issued within the ambit of the legislative powers of the province. They were issued following much consultation and received confirmation from the Independent Electoral Commission, or IEC, the National Civilian Secretariat for Police, and from SAPS. It is unfortunate that the functionality of all 151 CPFs in the Western Cape is now compromised because of a dysfunctional few. I therefore call on the Provincial Commissioner to lift the moratorium he has placed on CPF AGMs and allow communities to elect their leadership. Under the leadership of Minister Fritz, the Department of Community Safety remains committed to facilitating and overseeing successful CPF elections throughout the province."